And 6:06, city is partly clear, 63 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We're expecting a high today of 81 with a soggy weekend. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Dustin Brown and the Cherokee Nation are stopping their efforts to win custody of 4-year-old Veronica.
Dustin and Robin Brown, attorney Robert Nye, and Cherokee Nation Assistant Attorney General Chrissy Nemo were at the 10-minute press conference. Only Nemo and Dustin spoke, reading from prepared statements and pausing to fight back tears. Brown ended by reading a message to Veronica, acknowledging she will one day learn about this case.
Never ever, for one second, doubt how much I love you. How hard I fought for you, or how much you mean to me.
Brown and Cherokee Nation have dropped all pending litigation in the case. Matt Schroeder, KWGS News.
The Tulsa City Council did not take action on extending the time IMSA has to arrive at an emergency. The council delayed the action because of a typo on the agenda. Discussions will resume next Thursday. A survey released by the City of Tulsa shows that most of us like living here, but there are some areas that need attention. Getting lower scores in the survey were public transportation, crime prevention, and our streets. The federal government shutdown is trickling down to the Oklahoma National Guard. Colonel Max Moss says 108 people will be furloughed until the shutdown ends.
A lot of our state employee positions are reimbursed by the federal government to varying degrees. We have some people that are actually state employees that are 100% reimbursed by the federal government.
Colonel Moss says the shutdown has the potential to harm the Guard's readiness if weekend drills have to be canceled. Well, while the government shutdown has not impacted the local food banks yet, there is worry that an extended shutdown might mean problems ahead. Maggie Hoy is with the Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma, and she says there is a real concern that the Women's, Infants, and Children's Program, or WIC, may run out of funds.
There's just a lot of uncertainty of what could happen after October if this turns into a long-term shutdown. So all of those people who are used to getting those benefits are probably going to have to turn to a food pantry or the food bank for assistance. And we're just afraid that we're not going to have enough resources here at a local level to make up for that gap.
Hoey says the uncertainty in the federal situation might make some more reluctant to donate to food banks, eventually reducing supplies when the need is greater. On State Capitol Watch this morning, school teachers and administrators say they are struggling to maintain discipline in the classroom and are asking the legislature for help with ideas to deal with unruly students. Several administrators testified yesterday before the Senate Education Committee. Proceeds from a concert here in Tulsa will help rebuild Woody Guthrie's home in Okemah.
Singer Kris Kristofferson is set to play a benefit concert in Tulsa to help rebuild folk legend Woody Guthrie's boyhood home. The concert is Sunday night at the Mabee Center. Organizers want to raise about $500,000 to rebuild Guthrie's home in Okemah. The project will use original planks of wood salvaged from the site decades ago. Guthrie, best known for the song "This Land Is Your Land," wrote hundreds of folk songs and ballads. His lyrics were often about the troubles of the poor, and he also advocated for civil rights. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds with strong south winds throughout the day today. We will have a high of 81. Tonight, there is a 70% chance of thunderstorms. Some could be strong, down to 62 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more rain and 75. On Sunday, the rain and storms continue with a high of 78. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it's partly clear in 63. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.